You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting.
And we're off. Good morning, ladies and gents. Hope all is well. You're listening to There You Go on Southside Broadcasting with me, Jericho Keys, on Friday the 13th of April. And for all those suspicious minds out there, cue Elvis Presley, there's no need, because we've got a system full of classic tunes ready and waiting to grace the airwaves in the next hour. Today we'll be speaking to South Shields answer to Laura Marling, the fantastic singer-songwriter Miss Natasha Hawes, hearing what fuels the message behind her poetically crafted songs and who she holds as the greatest influence. There's a bit of general stuff about her as well, really. The man who has recommended us the very best music in the area from the very beginning, that is the myth, the legend, Robert Nichols, who is here in the studio with us today. Hello, Robert.
Hi, how are we doing?
I'm very well, you alright?
Yeah.
He'll be telling us what's red hot in the area with the famous Robert's recommendations. Won't you, Robert?
I will, yeah.
Fisherman Park Reserve boss Andrew Wood will be telling us if the Greens are any further away from the drop. As we know, this season's been a battle, but have they surrendered? Never! My song of the week, an album review, a random song from the album Bible. But that's all coming up after this little corker by one of the best things to come out of Lancashire, should I say. Apart from Betty's Hot Pot, of course, this is Elbow with Grounds for Divorce. I bet that's warmed your cockles, hasn't it, Robert? Classic band Elbow.
Playing at Jodrell Bank in the summer, middle of June.
See, he just knows everything.
Don't.
He's like a walking encyclopedia for everything music.
Don't.
But Elbow, I don't. Elbow have also been chosen to write the Olympic song as well.
All right.
So it's another thing that British will excel in this summer, won't it?
Writing Olympic songs?
Yeah.
And, or Olympics?
Just a whole, we'll excel in all things.
We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see. You have a little faith. Now it's time to hear from the finest thing to come out of South Shields, Natasha Hawes, an acoustic singer-songwriter who she's truly flying the flag for folk in the North East with her beautiful music and her haunting vocals which ring a chord within the most hard-hearted soul. We'll be hearing all about her journey so far and how she intends to inject some quality back into the charts. After this little number, here is Stepping Stone. Gorgeous song there, Stepping Stone. And now we are joined by Natasha Hawes. Good morning.
Hello, you all right?
Very well, thanks to you.
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the 7th TYG, and I'm proud to announce you are the first ever female guest.
Wow, that's good, isn't it?
You're proud of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. That's a nice achievement.
And we're also joined by Robert Nichols, who witnessed your excellent performance at Gateshead. Say hello, Robert.
Hi, Natasha. I saw you at the Green Room a few weeks ago in Stockton and then saw you play that fantastic gig with the Lake Poets at the Sage last Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that was amazing playing in front of all those people, eh?
Yeah, it was a bit scary, but I loved it. It was mint.
How did it go last night when you were playing? You played the Narc Party, didn't you, at the Clooney?
Yeah, it was lovely. The right amount of people for that room, and it was quiet, and everybody listened, and it was great.
Well, that's good that everyone's listening. That makes a difference, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Let's do a very Cilla Black moment now for people who aren't aware of you. Let's tell everyone how you just got started in writing music and performing.
I got started by somebody from Spark FM in Sunderland. Saw us at a busker's night about a year ago in Bolden, and asked us to go on Spark to do a live set of my own songs. I didn't have any of my own songs, so I agreed to do it, and then I had to write a song for that purpose, and I went on thinking that it was going to be absolute rubbish, but people seemed to like it, so I carried on writing.
And what was that song? It was at the was it Stepping Stone?
It was a song called Without a Name, which was the song that I wrote before Stepping Stone.
Mm-hmm.
So Stepping Stone was the second song that I wrote.
I see a similarity with your music, like Laura Marlin and a little bit Kate Nash, and we were also discussing before you came on a bit of Bjork, amongst other female
Bjork.
Singers. Yeah, that's not bad, is
I
it?
I love Bjork, so it's not a slap in the face, that's good.
That is good, definitely not a slap in the face, no. Is it something that you feel passionate about, flying the flag for, like, girl power and female singer-songwriters?
Definitely. I think there's something about female singer-songwriters which comes across as being quite strong. I don't know why, but I think if a girl writes down their feelings and it's not just about heartbreak and sadness, people think that you're mint. So that's good. I think there is a lot of power behind it, which is good.
Definitely. What have been your influences, and what have you been listening to while you're growing up, and do you think it's rubbed off on your music that you create?
Yeah, definitely. My mum did let us listen to Bjork when I was younger, which was good. I listened to Tori Amos, Laura Marlin, but not from when I was really young. Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was amazing. Priscilla Arn, who started in about 2004 in America, and she's not really very well known over here, but she's amazing as well. Yeah.
As you are too. Your debut EP is released in May. How will you be promoting it and plugging that?
I've been doing not as many gigs as I was playing last year. I've been playing important gigs this year to try and show to the right people that I've got this EP coming out and you should come and see his play. So that, and coming on lovely radio stations and talking about our music.
That's us that she's talking about, I think. Do you think new artists such as yourself trying to break through are given enough exposure in the media?
I think if you're not with the right people and you don't have the right people backing you, it's a lot harder to get the right kind of coverage. Because I've got somebody doing brilliant PR, it's a lot easier for me being put in the right gigs so the right people have seen us. But I think if you're standing by yourself and trying to create a massive hype about you, it is really hard. And I think the only person who's done that brilliantly well is Martin from Blake Bullets, because he's worked really, really hard to get by himself.
Yeah, and he's the next guest, actually, on the next show, is the late poet, isn't he, Robert?
Yeah, yeah. And
he's great.
He is good, isn't he? He's brilliant. Getting on the NARC compilation album, on the current issue of NARC, that must have been a big help for you.
Yeah, it was great. It was crazy to be put alongside those people as well. And to be, I think there was only three or four girls on it.
Yeah.
So I was pretty chuffed about that. And I think the person who put us forward for it was my producer for Stepping Stone, who was David Byrne. And he put me forward and Symphonic Pictures to be put on there. So I was chuffed to be part of this, because I think this CD is amazing.
It is good, isn't
good.
It?
Mm-hmm.
Also, BBC Six Music, Tom Robinson has sung your praises, which can only add to your confidence and growing fan base.
Well, yeah, I was chuffed about it, because the first time I met Tom was my second ever gig, which was Split Transmission, and he was on the panel, and he was just super duper nice, and that kind of like blew my mind a bit, and made us think, oh, well, maybe I should have a go at this music melody. Saying nice things.
I saw that on YouTube, and I was very, very impressed. That's what I saw.
Yeah. Really nice. I'm really, really gutted that his show is not going to be on anymore. Finished a couple of weeks ago, so it's upsetting.
But you've got shows like this now to fall back on, so you're all right. Do you feel you're ready to take on the world, or are you happy to wait and craft more songs, and if it happens, then it happens?
Definitely. If it happens, then it's going to be a big shock, and it's going to be great. But at the moment, I'm really, really happy with being in the Northeast, because I think the music scene at the moment is on a high, and especially saying that I don't come from Sunderland, I come from South Shields, but I'm a kind of adopted Mackham, because I kind of started off in the Sunderland music scene, and to be part of that, that's my phone, sorry, to be part of that is amazing, and to say that I'm kind of coming alongside with the Lake Poets, and he's helped us loads, and then Independent in Sunderland has helped us loads, and the Bunker, I'm proud to say that I'm from the Northeast, and to say that I'm definitely from Sunderland.
I think it's going to happen, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it.
You definitely give South Shields something to shout about, other than Joe McElderry, for sure, won't you?
Shields. Love Shields.
So you're launching your single in a church, aren't you? Is that right?
Yes, I'm launching it in Sunderland Minster, which is a really pretty church opposite the Sunderland Empire. And it's just lush. It's really nice. It's got this brilliant architecture, and then these great stained glass windows, and there's going to be candles, and just, I'm so excited.
That's going to be an event, that, isn't it? It's going to be really memorable.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Will there be candles lit?
Yeah, there's going to be candles, there's going to be like loads of holy water for everyone, alcohol, it's going to be great.
It's going to be lovely, isn't it?
But if it's half as good as the Lake Poets launch last week, it's going to be fantastic events.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to be able to stand up alongside that stage gig, because I think it was honestly one of the best live gigs I've been to.
It was. Perfect. It was electric, wasn't it? It really was.
Yeah.
Me and Robert have this thing about the X Factor where we're not chuffed with it, are we, Robert?
No.
We don't like it. But would you ever follow in the footsteps of Mr. McElderry and go on the X Factor?
The X Factor, no. I wouldn't. Because of the simple fact that I think it's harder for people who have a voice, and they've got this brilliant voice, and they know that they want to sing pop, and that is what they want to do. There isn't going to be any local music scenes ever that are going to allow people to stand up and sing like their version of Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Like that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
If you want to sing pop, and you know that you want that, and you know that you want to be in the top 40, being, like, mixed by David Guetta, then, go on the X Factor.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you do have a scene that you think, like, you can get into and work your way up from there, I don't think that you need the X Factor.
You've got your own material as well, haven't you, obviously?
Yeah. I think with the new show, The Voice, that has just come on, that seems, like, 10 times more better to me. After watching like The Voice and then Britain's Got Talent like on the other side like 5 minutes later, you go on that and they're just like horrible to people and deliberately like push people forward to go on this stage and thousands of people, and they are terrible, but you can see that they're being like crushed.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what talent shows should be about. It makes us angry. It's bad.
So no David Guetta remixes for Stepping Stone, then?
Don't think that's going to happen.
So how can people keep up to date with all your releases, shows and other news?
I'm on Facebook, and you just have to search my name, and then all of my information's on there. And I'm on Twitter, which is at whorebaghorse.
Lovely.
Funny at the time.
Yeah.
Natasha, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
You too.
The next time we speak, you may have stolen the crown of Adele's head and riding the waves of stardom. Let's hope so. We've just heard Stepping Stone. Would you like to introduce the next song, please?
This next song is Constant Fairy Tale, and it's to celebrate my brother's recovery from his brain surgery that he had at Great Ormond Street last month. So, yes, this is Clinton Fairy Tale, and I hope you enjoy it.
Time for the Robert Nichols recommendation on TYG with Jericho Keys.
Come on, hit me with the rhythm stick, Robert. Who's worth braving those wet, windy Wednesdays for?
Wet, windy Wednesdays. Broken Broadcast, which is the sort of vehicle of built around a fella called James Rigal. They brought out a single last week called Good Afternoon, Mr. Moon. And excellent band. They're one of my favourites from Stockton Calling in the end. They played down in the vault. And he played Good Afternoon, Mr. Moon, and then he put the microphone away and just walked out into the audience with his guitar. Plays sort of, music sort of goes around in a sort of loopy sort of sound, a bit reminiscent of Radiohead, I suppose. Mm-hmm. He played at the Old Young Tea House in Middlesbrough recently and had to play without any reverb. And he has a lot of reverb on his voice and the reverb on his sound normally. So, but they've got their own, they've definitely got their own style. It's a really good single, and I would definitely check them out.
They'll be getting checked out, won't they?
Good. They need to be.
Tell me about Blue John Benjamin.
Blue John Benjamin from Whitby.
The town of great men, by the way, everyone who's listening.
Oh, he's a unique hit and also, sadly, hidden talent. He's just bringing out a single. I think it comes out end of April, May. But it's a phenomenal. It's got phenomenal ideas. He did a release last year around about. It was talking about Christmas time in Whitby. Mm. He also does things about like. He stumbled upon a depot near Thirsk that's full of old red phone boxes, and he did a lot of stuff about that. He's got a lot of sci-fi references in his work. Really unusual lyrics. And a really unusual way that he enunciation. I know that Bob Fisher really likes him, and he compares him to a bit like a modern Jake Thackeray, which might not be might not mean a lot to a lot of people. But he's very much the same about Broken Broadcast. Got his own style. He's got very much his own style, he needs to. We need to see him playing more live gigs because this fella is a real. He really is a talent, and. All his stuff is really well crafted, not just the words, but the music. And there's always several layers of meanings behind everything he does. Blue John Benjamin.
It's two class bands, sound absolutely fantastic then. So check out Broken Broadcast and Blue John Benjamin. It's about time that people like us set up and listen and supported local music, wouldn't you agree, Robert?
Oh, definitely.
Now, for my recommendation, I have two, actually, for 2 weeks. Firstly, on Friday the 25th of April, guitarist and founding member of Dr. Feelgood, Wilco Johnson, will be taking the stage at Stockton Arc.
I'll be there.
You will be there, yeah. And you'll be talking to us about it next time, won't you? You will.
Okay.
You will. Known for his energetic performances, which has made him a very popular figure in the music industry for decades, with Paul Weller and Joe Strummer both passing compliments his way, this show is definitely not to be missed. As you will be there, you will not be missing it, will you?
No. Former blockhead, of course.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
Now we should be joined by Andrew Wood, Fish and Park Reserves gaffer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Since we last spoke, we had 3 games left till the end of the season. Now there's 1. Tell us first how the last 2 games have gone so far.
Well, we played at Eastfield 2 weeks ago, and after going 2-0 up and 3-1 up, unfortunately we couldn't quite hang on to much needed victory, and getting beat 4-3, which was disappointing because after the position we were in, I thought we should have definitely won the game. And then we went to Edgehill last Saturday, who were top of the league, second in the league, only lost once. And we produced our best performance of the season by a long way, and won 3-0, which was flattering for everybody. It could have been 5 or 6 at least, so you know, very, very pleased with the way the lads performed last week, and hopefully take it into this week's final game.
T- Talking about last week, rumour has it, well, that's what I heard anyway, that we absolutely smashed them everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I can honestly say I don't think we gave them a kick. You know, every time they had the ball, we hassled them, and, you know, when we had the ball, we kept the ball much better this week, and just overall, every single one of them, like, all 11 lads and the three subs, I thought they were absolutely excellent, and made a really good side look. Very ordinary, so it was very pleasing for me.
Are fish been safe now from the drop?
Not yet. We've got one game left as of Scorby, who are on the same points as us. So this weekend we have to equal or better Scorby's result. We've both got tough games. I personally don't believe Scorby will get anything away at Fylde, but we can't rely on that. We're going to do our own job first, and, you know, if we win, we're safe, and that's what we're going to go for when we go out there and produce the performance that we did last week.
What will be the game plan? Do you have any tactic changes or anything that you're going to say to lads?
There'll be one enforced change. Alex McGovern broke his wrist, unfortunately, at work this week, so I think Carl Hewson will slip straight back into his position. And I thought the formation worked well last week. You know, we hassled them well, and I think the three midfielders worked tirelessly in the midfield, and, you know, if we can produce that same performance as I said, I think we'll more than good enough to get a result. You know, what we're saying to the lads is that, you know, we're capable of beating these top sides like Newlands are tomorrow, so there's no reason why we can't get a result.
And this has been your first season in charge. Are you already thinking about next season, or are you just settling on?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the most important thing at the moment is to get through tomorrow, and hopefully we get the results, or the results go the way we want them. We're playing in the first division next year, where we belong. Definitely think the team that we've got is good enough to stay in that first division. But I've been looking ahead. You know, a couple of names have been mentioned in terms of wanting to sign. You know, a couple of good lads like Tom Gale, a good young lad from the area. So he's a pretty good player to acquire. So we'll just wait and see. I'm looking forward to the pre-season. But, you know, we can't look any further than tomorrow. That's the most important thing at the moment.
If the lads survive tomorrow, which we all hope that they do, obviously, and I think they will, how do you intend to celebrate?
Well, tomorrow night, the end of season night out, so I would like to see what might happen, but I think a few sherbets will be drinking tomorrow night if we end up staying up, definitely.
Best of luck, Andrew, and speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, cheers.
It's full time, I'm afraid, ladies and gents. Thanks ever so much to everyone who's tuned in today. I hope the last hour has been a good one. See you same place, same time in 2 weeks. Thanks to Natasha Hawes, Robert Nichols for joining us. Thank you, Rob.
Cheers.
And Fisher Parks, Andrew Wood. And more importantly, thank you for listening. And remember, you can listen to it all again on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Here's a random song from the Realm album. Here is Somebody Told Me by The Killers. Jericho Keys, Southside Broadcasting. There you go. I'm breaking my back just to know you.